This is Sabres Hockey. WOGO's coverage of the Sabres is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Braniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Sabres pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan.
WOGO, your sports station.
It's a WIAA regional playoff game here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. The CFM Sabres taking on the Eau Claire Stars. Round three tonight. Sabres have swept the regular season, beating the Stars in the first game 1-0 back on the 19th of December. And just a few weeks ago on the 30th of January, defeating EC by a 4-1 count. Good to have you aboard. My name is Greg Stewart. Michaela Hogan, the Chi High Hall of Famer, two-time BRC Player of the Year, up here with me again. And our producer tonight is Dan the Slayer Anderson, back at the WOGO Communications Center. And Michaela, welcome back. It's been a while.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad CFM could lock down a home playoff game so we could get back at it.
Yeah, number four seed against the number five seed. And two teams that, you know, are pretty similar. Had a lot of graduated losses for both clubs. It was Kennedy Grulke, the first-team All-Stater that graduated for Tom Bernhardt's Eau Claire Stars. And, you know, for CFM, you had Addie Fernette and Joey Schemenauer and Marley Sterling have graduated. Emma Lynn is gone. And you got all these players. It's kind of a rebuild for both programs this year.
Yeah, absolutely. They're very two-man or two-woman type teams. That both teams have pretty much two main scorers. Yep. And some pretty good goaltending that gets them by. And there's a bit of a gap when you have those younger kids coming up. But, you know, a rebuild year is okay for programs, right? It gets those younger girls an opportunity to get some ice time. And you really see these programs succeed then in the next 2 years.
Yeah, CFM at 12-11-1. They actually finished second in the BRC at 4-3-1, and the Stars at 8-16 overall. They were 1-7, riding the bottom of the conference this year. But hey, it's a different season, and one of the toughest things, you know, in hockey is beating the team three times in a season. And CFM's going to have to do that tonight to advance.
Yeah, that is one of the toughest things, and especially tough when it's a team like Eau Claire who just won't go away. This season, they had 8 1-2 goal losses. So they hang in every game tight, and that's the toughest opponent to see in the playoffs, especially when they have that strong goaltending.
Well, let's get a coach's perspective. Caitlin Dougherty, the former BC defenseman, is with me up here at the booth. First-year head coach of the Sabres. And, Coach, well, we're into the second season here. What do you think?
We are, yeah. Everything kind of resets tonight, which we talked about. We're proud of our regular season. We learned a lot. We grew in different ways. It wasn't perfect, but we didn't want it to be. We wanted it to be kind of a growing experience. So we like what we did and what we built, and now the second season starts today, and we got a lot of positive momentum, and hopefully we can just keep building off of how we ended.
Seems like only yesterday you and I were talking before the season. And that first game, we had the first game for you guys on the air, and you were still learning about your young ladies on this team. Tell me about that, about what you've learned through this experience, and kind of the areas that you feel this team has grown the most in this year.
Yeah, I mean, the experience has been awesome. It's a special group of girls. I just think they play for each other. They have great work ethic, amazing team camaraderie. It's just so they made it really easy to get integrated, get used to it, and get comfortable with them. I've seen so much growth in just their compete level and buy into like the systems and the simplicity of the game. You know, we're light on numbers this year. We knew that coming in, and I think there was a little bit of questions in the beginning, but they're totally bought in that, you know, we can play with who we have and we believe in the group that we have, and they know what to do to be successful. And we really, I'd say the last couple weeks especially, I've seen them dive into that.
Well, you played Eau Claire twice. This is third game against the Stars. So you got an idea of what kind of team you're going to face here tonight. What do you think are the keys to advancing in the postseason for your club?
Yeah, I think the keys for us are, like I kind of said, the simplicity. We can overcomplicate the game. We've done that in some of our tougher losses. And when we just set up the forecheck and we use our speed to the advantage and we shoot for second and third opportunities, we are successful. And if we can do that and get the jitters out too, I know there's a lot of, you know, it's a good rivalry and they'd all know each other off the ice, but there's a lot of nerves, I think, on both sides. So just kind of skate through that, use our speed, and just believe in our game and our group. I'm hoping for a positive outcome.
Yeah, we would love to be able to do a game with you guys in Hudson here a week from tomorrow, but you got to get past this one. Then you got a road trip over to River Falls against the Fusion if you win here. So it's not an easy road.
No.
But, hey, anything can happen in the postseason, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what we said. And we're looking at it one game at a time. Like, we got tonight, we got to win tonight. And then if that happens, we'll start thinking about the next one.
Yep.
But we said it's a new season. It all starts over. And we just got to go with what we have, believe in it, and see what happens.
All right, Caitlin Dougherty, the head coach of the CFM Sabres, thanks for coming up. And good luck to the team here tonight. And, boy, I tell you what, she's got a ton of experience when it comes to hockey, playing big-time D1 hockey professionally as well. And I'm sure these young ladies have learned a lot this year.
Well, absolutely. And it's great to hear somebody that has so much experience and so is so well-regarded and a student of the game to talk about how simple it can be.
Yeah.
And how easy it is to break down the game into those simple aspects of just hustle. The forecheck is just about hustle and anticipation, right? And I can overcoach like crazy, and I know that I can make things more complicated than they have to be. But to hear somebody that played at that high of a level, that led at that high of a level, just come down and say it's up to hustle and just doing your job.
Yeah, and the thinner the bench you have, you know, the fewer players you have to choose from, you almost have to keep it simple, maintain that simple brand of hockey. Otherwise, you know, you could be trying to play like, I don't know, Connor McDavid back in your D zone and get picked and give up a goal. You got to just get it outlet quick, D to D or D to forward quickly and get it up the ice.
Yeah, once you start doing too much, your legs are going to tell you quick when you're playing every other shift, plus the kill, plus the power play for some of these girls.
Yeah. Well, that leads us into our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mikhail, what do you think? What does CFM have to do here to beat Eau Claire for a third time?
I think the biggest one is capitalize on those opportunities, those goal-scoring opportunities. Eau Claire has done a good job all year of keeping the shots on goal limited, and their goalies have done a great job of making the first save. So that first time you get that rebound opportunity, you got to put it home. Another aspect is take what you've learned in your past experiences against Eau Claire. The first game we watched, we saw Eau Claire's defense tends to be a little weaker, a little less experienced. Attack, attack, attack. That's if you have an odd man opportunity, if you have a good one-on-one opportunity, attack that defender and make them make a play on you.
Okay. Our Toys and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you will find a friend, Toys and Ford. In Chippewa Falls, want to welcome Topper's Pizza to our broadcast here tonight. Want to let you know, too, that if you order a Topper's Pizza tonight, or wings, or Topper Sticks, or sides, or desserts, if you mention CFM Hockey and WOGO Radio, you're going to get 20% off your entire purchase. And if you go online, you can use the promo code HOCKEY when you order online. That'll be 20% off your entire purchase tonight when you order and mention WOGO Hockey or Hockey Online as you order from your locally owned Toppers here in Chippewa Falls. We continue with our pregame show just a few minutes away from the drop of the puck in a regional playoff game between the Eau Claire Stars and the home team, the Sabres, CFM Sabres. We'll continue Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Greg and Michaela up here at the Chippewa Ice Arena for CFM Hockey Tonight. Playoff hockey against the Eau Claire Stars. Last year, the Sabres lost to Black River Falls. Kind of a stunning loss, 6-2, and the Stars shut out by Hudson in their first playoff game, 3-0. Got the 4 seed in CFM and the 5 seed here in the Eau Claire Stars. And Caitlin Dougherty taking over for Tony Menard in her first season. Tom Bernhardt, the Stars coach, is in his 11th campaign this year. And two, as we've mentioned, very similar teams that don't have a whole lot of scoring, about 2.5 goals per game. So when you score at that clip, you got to play good defense, get some good goaltending, and not make too many mistakes.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think CFM especially does a nice job of keeping shooters outside. Again, it's another aspect in not trying to do too much. Their defense just play a pretty calm game, keep the shots outside, and Cassie does a good job of handling those, and then they clear out the house. Another very simple task, right? A simple concept is keeping your house clean.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's give you that goalie matchup. You mentioned Cassie Hare. She'll be starting for CFM. Comes in with a save percentage of .889. Goals against average of 3.35, and she is 12-11-1 on the season. Amy Toole will be between the pipes for the Stars. She is 5-5 on the year. A goals against average of .270 and a save percentage of .893 coming into tonight's game. The winner gets the Fusion on Tuesday. That's the prize for winning here tonight. The top seed in this section. So they're awaiting. They had a bye in the first round. So just hanging around, waiting to see who they're going to play.
I was checking up on CFM's schedule a couple days ago just to see where they were at, and I went on Wisconsin Prep Hockey, and I forget that the filter never changes to the current season.
Right.
So I'm looking at the schedule, and I'm like, oh, they beat Fusion the other day. I was super pumped. I was like, oh, they're hot going in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I was like, this was last year.
Yeah, last year. That's right.
Yep. They were hot going into the playoffs last year. I didn't know if we were allowed to talk about last year's first playoff game, but.
Yeah. That was a tough loss, 6-2 to Black River Falls. There is one final already in Section 2, and that was Hudson. Well, a couple of finals. Hudson beat Black River Falls in their game 6-2, so they're set up with Western Wisconsin. They knock off Onalaska, the 7th seed, by a 4-2 count, so those teams already ready for Tuesday's game. This is the only bracket to be filled out here.
I was surprised to see Western Wisconsin grab that 2 seed. I think they kind of turned their season around
late.
They had a rough start to things.
They sure did.
They had CFM's number a couple weeks ago. And, I was surprised that they were to see them as the 2 seed.
Absolutely. Well, you can engage in the conversation about high school sports and your community and throughout Wisconsin. Take your tablet, your smartphone, or cell phone. And follow the WIAA on X, formerly known as Twitter, at WIAAWI for general information, at WIAAWI State for state tournament updates. And you can also find a friend on the WIAA Facebook page and find them on Instagram. Connect with the WIAA today. A message from the WIAA and WOGO. Fresh sheet ice being put on here, and we're just a little bit away from the opening face-off Eau Claire Stars here in Chippewa against the Sabres tonight in playoff hockey. We got the boys in action on Tuesday. They walked all over DC Everest last night, 13-0, and Eau Claire Memorial knocked off Superior 4-1. So those two programs will meet on Tuesday night. We'll have it for you with Cardinal Countdown at 6:40 Tuesday on the road to Hudson for the sectional final and eventually to Middleton, hopefully, for the Cards this year. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just 4 walls and 4 wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for, So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
Playoff hockey here tonight on Wogo Radio. This time it's the ladies. It's CFM hosting the Eau Claire Stars. We are so glad that you've joined us here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Greg and Michaela here, and Dan the Slayer Anderson back at the Wogo Communication Center, our producer. Our reffing crew tonight, John Gehring is one of the referees. Lee Darrow, 21 years for Lee. He's the other ref, and Matt Roth is our linesman here tonight. And talking, Michaela, with Caitlin Dougherty, the Sabres coach, talked about speed being very important for a team, and playing in the depth that they have. But they have a good compete level. I think she's really proud of how these young ladies compete game in and game out.
Yeah, they very much rallied around each other. And sometimes when you get those big graduating classes out, you get lucky and you get that group that'll really rally around and be able to make that difference, make that change. So she really got a good group here. I had them all fall, and they were hard workers. They're excited to be here. They knew the challenges ahead of them. But, yeah, they really put in the work, and we've seen the success so far.
All right, the Sabres in their home white uniforms with the black breezers and red trim, and the Eau Claire Stars have the blue sweaters with the black and white trim. And we're going to have a real treat up here because Phoenix Schneider, the senior, has taken off her skates, and she's going to sing the national anthem for us, and we're excited to hear her in a few moments. Here's Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, with tonight's starting lineups.
First introducing the starting line for the Eau Claire Area Stars, in goal, number one, Amy Toole. The defenseman, number six, April Volke. And number 34, Ava Stowe. The center, number 26, Kate Roberts. And the wings, number 16, Molly Wright. And number 22, Addison Grohlke. And the rest of the Stars, along with their head coach, Tom Bernhardt, and assistant coaches Matt McGinnis, Keegan Gunderson, Paige Rodriguez, and Alicia Smith. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting line for the Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabres. In goal, number one, Cassandra Hare. The defenseman, number seven, Ellie Ash. And number 17, Ashley Slew. The center, number 19, Kinley Lau. And the wings, number 12, Olivia Hare. And number 20, Tessa Lysis. And the rest of the Sabres, along with their head coach, Caitlin Dougherty, and assistant coaches Ryan Culp and Emily Bauer. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please stand and with us honor America as Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabre Phoenix Schneider sings our national anthem. I'll turn it on here in just a second. Okay.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Great job, Phoenix Snyder, the senior defenseman, taking off her skates and coming up and singing the national anthem. And what a terrific job that she did. So we'll give her a minute to get the skates back on, and we'll have the drop of the puck in just a minute. We'll take a break, back in 60 seconds with CFM playoff hockey tonight on WOGO.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Postseason hockey tonight on WOGO. It's the Sabres and the Stars opening faceoff. Kinley Lau against Roberts for EC. And he's kicked around out of neutral ice. CFM's got it right now. Now they cough it up and have to retreat into their own zone behind Cassie Hare. This one up the boards on the far side. They try to break out pass and picked off by the Stars. And now it's in the left wing circle and drifts into the left wing corner. Half a minute gone here in the game tonight. CFM and Eau Claire Stars. CFM's had the first two wins this year, 1-0 and 4-1. And now Eau Claire trying to turn the trick on the road against the Sabres. Back to Ash, the defenseman for CFM. Here comes Paige Steinmetz, one of the 10 seniors on this team. Cage off into the left wing corner. Sabres in the midst of a change. It comes back on the left wing side for Ashley Sloop. She's a junior, and she'll rip this one around the boards. Comes from left to right. Now the half wall on the near side. Still pinned up along the dasher on this near side, and now out of sight. So they're going to whistle this one. 15:48 left to go in the first period. No score.
It was truly out of sight there. Can't see that corner at all.
No.
Caught us on our heels a little bit right away, but we turned it on. Good rush by Paige, and then good little forecheck there.
Paige ready to take the drop. Trying to win a faceoff in the attacking zone. Comes back to Sloop here on the near wing. On the near wing deep. And Eau Claire able to flag it down behind their goaltender, Amy Toole. Now it's right back of Toole, picked up by the Sabres, and they've got it. And barely a trip of Paige Steinmetz. She stayed on one skate, so no whistle. And it's going to be picked up by Addie Biskin. Biskin tried to maneuver away from the Stars' D. And it pops up on the stick of Haley Stanek for Eau Claire. And dumped into the CFM zone. Harder out, and here's CFM on the breakout. Can't catch up to it. That was Addie Biskin. He was putting the motors on, but couldn't quite get there. And Addie's going to skate off First of a three-set, three-player change, line change right here. Going to be Olivia Hare in her place. Puck back in the CFM zone. And Eau Claire's got it. Here's a shot on net. That one taken by Grulke, Addison Grulke, on this first line. Went over the shoulder of Cassie Hare. Ripped off the boards behind her and cleared by the Sabres. It's between the blue stripes and laid back in the Eau Claire zone. Tool will come up, drop it off for deep. And the Sabres in the midst of a change. Paige Steinmetz line back out there for him right now. Number two's got it right here. She'll play it back in her own zone for Riley Biskin, the tall defenseman. Riley, a sophomore. And she'll try to wing it up on the near side, but it's intercepted, and the puck is going back and forth. Here's an outlet pass for Addie Biskin. Biskin into the zone, stops, opens up some ice, goes back to Sloop, the defenseman. She carried it to the top of the wheel on the left side, and on the forecheck is Addie Biskin. Forces it in a little bit deeper. Eau Claire's got it. Well, working around the boards, it goes from left to right, and Biskin's got it right here. And it's thrown back by the Sabres, so icing's going to be waved off as Kinley Lau puts the afterburners on to get it right here. Lau drags the puck up, weaves her way up the ice, and then hands off to Addie Biskin. Biskin near the end of her shift, dropped it in, and it went into the goaltender's glove, and Tool hang out of this one, and that allows everybody to take a deep breath here.
Yeah, already some really good improvements from, I think, the last time we saw these guys on that forecheck. They did a really nice job of being patient with the puck and having that confidence. That really helps your forecheck out if you're not just throwing ill-advised centering passes every couple seconds.
First period, 13-18 left to go. No score. Shots 1-0 in favor of the Sabres. And now it's loose out in front of Tool. There's some traffic in front of her. And they whistled this one. I'm not sure if they didn't see the puck go. The net came off a little bit. Tool packed into her own cage.
They're going to pretend the net came off.
Yeah. I don't think they knew exactly where the rock was. So we'll have the faceoff in the left wing circle in the Eau Claire D zone. Picked up by the Stars D, and here they come. Outlet pass on the near side for Jillian Stevenson. Stevenson watches a shot near the top of the wheel in the Chippewa Menominee defensive zone, and that one scooped up by Cassie Hare, and she'll hang out of that with 12:56 left to go here in the first.
We didn't get to see Jillian the last time they played. I remember we were wondering where she was at, yeah. But she does bring a different dynamic and a level of speed to this Eau Claire team.
And they could use firepower whenever they can get it. Here is CFM. They work the break to the forward, now the near side. Over from Maya Post. Maya into the right wing corner and tries to pry it off the fence. And a crowd gathers in the offensive zone for CFM. It's worked around the boards, comes from left to right on the half wall on the far side. There is Addie Biskin trying the forecheck, but it got away from her. And Ashley Sloop goes back deep in her own zone to start the Sabres out. It's in the left wing circle now. Here is Biskin. Biskin got a little bit underneath the Eau Claire forward, and here is Addie right now on the yellow ribbon, halfway up in the CFM defensive zone, and this one punched in a little bit deeper by Keitlinger for Eau Claire. The Stars with players from Memorial and North and Altoona and Fall Creek. And, of course, CFM with players from Chippewa, Menominee, and McDonald. This went up on the shelf as CFM tried to clear, and they do it again. Get it out to neutral ice. Kicked off the skate of Ava Stowe. And it's going to be gathered in by Maya Post. Then she lost it. It's loose in the left wing corner as we take it down to 11:25 left to go here in the first period. There's a giveaway and a shot on net. Where is it? Oh, it came off Cassie Hare. And she just fought it off, and it went behind her, and it swept out of harm's way by CFM and across the line. Boy, that was a cough up in your own zone that almost cost
right,
CFM.
Right to the slot. That was trouble.
11:03 left to go here in the first. So Cassie here with a couple of big saves so far, and this one's going to be dumped all the way down by CFM. And there is an icing.
Definitely got to settle down here in the D zone. Our forwards were all a little bit too high, wingers a little too high. I think our defense didn't feel like they had any support, and that was a couple times they just rung it up the boards.
Yeah.
Sloop tried to take the middle instead of the boards, and just right on Eau Claire stick.
Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team at Eau Claire, Halley, or Lake Halley anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go CFM from Nicolet Bank. This one off the stick of Olivia Hare and up into the crowd and out of play here. 10:41 left to go, first period. Zeros up on the board. And the faceoff should come to the Eau Claire zone. And she was in a few feet inside the attacking zone. And Kinley Lau ready to take the draw. To the left of goaltender Amy Toole. This one's going to be wrapped around the boards. Stars trying to drag it out of their own end of the ice. CFM with a pretty good forecheck right here. Comes back to Ellie Ash in the high slot. Turned, ripped the shot. That one deflected off a stick and still bouncing around in the Eau Claire defensive zone. Now it's on the half wall just beneath us. CFM trying to force the issue here. They've done a good job this year in the attacking zone of holding onto that thing and putting some pressure on the opposing team. Still inside the zone, pinned against the wall. And here comes Eau Claire, the breakout right here. It is Lilyander. Works it off to her left and over to Stevenson, who dropped it off the glove hand. Then tried to rip a backhander. Didn't get a whole lot of energy on that one, and it's going to come out. And reorganized by Eau Claire. Here is Kanak on the right wing side. Dumps it in, and she'll skate off. And the Stars making some changes here defensively. And starting to change up the forwards as well. Shots two apiece. 9:29 left to go here in the first. And we're scoreless. It's going to be gathered in by Molly Wright for Eau Claire. A little bit of a scrum developing in the CFM defensive zone. On the forecheck right now is Molly Wright for Eau Claire. She'll work it back to the point. Here is Ava Stowe. Stowe lobs that one in the left wing corner. It's on the fence on the far side. Stowe steps up. Nice block out in front by Ashley Sloop. She'll carry it across the line and then has to exit stage right for a little break for the junior defenseman. And here is Addie Biskin. Biskin takes the feed, moves in across the line. Tries her wrister. That one floated a little wide, but she continues on the trail and keeps it pinned in deep. And now works it into the right wing corner. It's 8:39 and counting left to go here in the first. Here's a shot by Kinley Lau as she rolled inside the left wing wheel. Took a shot just above the hash marks. And this one's going to be dropped back out by Eau Claire. And the Sabres have to get on sides right here. Shots two apiece so far. No score. Here is April Volke.
Cool.
Volke had a player inside the zone, so she backed off. Gave it up for Addison Grulke. Her sister Kennedy Grulke graduated. She's an All-State player, and Addison looks pretty good, too. And she'll fire a shot in on Cassie Hare, and number one will hang on to that.
That was nifty awareness there. Seeing her player kind of got blocked inside the blue line. I don't know if that was on purpose or not. Yeah. We ran a little pick to keep her, but good awareness by Addie.
We won't call it that.
Keep it in the neutral zone.
All right, there's a drop inside the CFM D zone, and this one tapped across the line by Olivia Hare, and we may have our first penalty. I think we are right now. 7:57 left to go here in the first, and we got a power play coming up right here.
A little hook.
A hook.
Look, a little interference. Hare was free to go chase the puck, and Eau Claire made some contact. And Eau Claire is a very disciplined team. They're averaging under two penalties a game.
Absolutely.
And they got a heck of a kill unit, but CFM in their own right scores at about a 20% clip on that power play. So let's see what kind of patience and setup we can get here.
Kohler sits for two on the hook. And the power play this year, the Sabres at 19.7%. Eau Claire on the kill at 86.7%. And let's see the power play for the first time in a couple of months on the radio. It's back in the CFM zone and hammered in by Molly Wright of the Stars. And Sabres a little struggle getting organized right here, but here comes Addie Biscuit. Goes cross ice for Paige. It was a little bit behind her, and the Sabres are caught inside the zone as Maya Post stepped over early, thinking the flow was going that direction.
And I think she thought Paige was going to be able to handle that pass and skate it in the zone normal, but kind of handcuffed her, came off the boards. Got her in a little bit of trouble. Not the start to a power play you'd like to see here.
Yeah, face off at the dot just outside the Eau Claire D zone. And this one dribbles back for Riley Biscuit. She'll turn and start the Sabres up the ice, but a pass was picked there intended for Tessa Lysis. And we got to do it again. Brought in up to the line. Olivia Hare turned to fire the wrister in, but that was knocked down by Eau Claire and cleared again. We're down to 1:05 left to go in the power play for CFM. Here they are right now. It is Kinley Lau, crosses the blue stripe. Lau drifts off to her left, looking for a centering pass for Tessa Lysis, who is set up a few feet off the paint. And that one just a little bit off on the redirect. And back into the zone we go. 42 seconds left. This one worked off the dasher in the far side up into the zone. And Eau Claire caught CFM in the midst of a change. And so they pick it off and clear it back out to center ice. Here's Ellie Ash. Turns and dumps one in the left wing corner. But we're down to 24 seconds left to go in the power play. Eau Claire's got it. Back in the end of the ice. 6:15 on the game clock left here. Ticking down to 15 on the power play. And there's a pinch by Addie Biskin. The Eau Claire D tried to
get two on the puck.
She just was all over. That was Addison Gulke. And Addie Biskin was just attached to her. And that's it for the power play. So it ends with nary a shot on net for CFM. Here is Paige Steinmetz. Tried to drag the puck in and do a little deking. That was intercepted. And Keitlinger turns it back the other direction. Here is stepping up is Vaki for Eau Claire. Punched a shot in, but that was picked off and cleared by CFM. 5:27 left to go on the game clock here in the first. No score. The winner moves on to face the sixth-ranked St. Croix Fusion on Tuesday night in the sectional semis. Eau Claire's got it. It is Vaki behind her own goaltender. Stumbled a bit, lost the rock, and who's going to pick up? Kinley Lau was on one knee. Struggled to get up there a little bit, and Eau Claire's got it. And they'll just feather this puck down the ice. There's the intercept for Ellie Ash. Sabres have it, a kind of a blind pass off to the left, and that's going to be picked off by Eau Claire with 4:44 left to go, and the puck is loose in behind Cassie Hare. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Sabres hockey. The puck back at neutral ice, battle for it out there. Going to be picked up by Ashley Sloop, and she pushes it ahead for Addie Biskin. Biskin on the left side of the net, tried to mount a charge right out in front of Toole, and then lost the puck and had to retreat to get it behind the goal line. And it's going to be loose inside the right wing corner. Now picked up, centering pass right there for Paige. And she was dropped, and before that, she got the goal. Paige pulled the trigger, and it's CFM leading 1-0 here tonight with 3:58 left to go in the first period.
Good second effort by Paige. She kind of mishandled the initial pass over that I think she could have won times, but good second effort, kept control of the puck, didn't get frustrated, got a good shot on goal right before she got decked pretty good. Hey, it wasn't feeling great, but all it takes is that one, huh?
Exactly. The assist is going to go to Addie Biskin, and 13:02, the time of the goal here in the first. Paige, second leading scorer on the team, picks up her 17th goal of the year, her 31st point. And for Biskin, who leads the team in points, that's her 16th assist, 38th point. And the Sabres are up 1-0. They've got the puck right now off the drop following the goal. Eau Claire with the puck playing a little loose in their own zone. 3:27 left to go here in this first period. That's what you want, an early lead. There's a tough shot from Addison Grulke. And it came off the mitt of Cassie Hare and deflected into the left wing corner. Another shot from the point, thumped into the right wing corner by Hare. That one off the stick of the defenseman, April Vlocky, who got some meat on that one. And Eau Claire will dump this one back in the CFM zone for an icing right there.
Oh, they just caught us on a change. If that pass would have connected, it was a 2-on-0 all alone going into our zone.
Don't mind appreciating small favors, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll take that miss.
Well, if you need anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. There's a drop inside the Eau Claire zone. This is Addison Biskin. Got some help from Paige Steinmetz. Scrum on the half wall and peeled off the dasher and... Who's going to come up with it? Eau Claire able to clear to neutral. Here is Kohler. Kohler drifts off to her left. Three players right across in the D set up here, and it's in the right wing corner. Shots 4-3 in favor of Eau Claire, but it is CFM on the scoreboard 1-0. Here is Paige right now. She scored once. Beat the D, and Paige with a shot that
Patience,
just got
there
a
we go.
Play. Oh, and Eau Claire out front. Maya Prost got a perfect hit. And it's 2-0.
That was great. Again, good patience. Paige makes the rush, gets it knocked away. Didn't give up on the play at all. Kept control of the puck. Maya found a nice gap there. Then the good part was Paige didn't center it too early. There was a brink there where I thought she's going to slide it over. Waited that beat. Maya puts it home. 2-0.
Yeah. Yeah, she opened up some ice out in front by dragging that puck a little bit longer, huh?
Mm-hmm.
14:43, the time of the tally, and Maya Post with her 7th goal of the year.
And the energy has completely changed.
Yep, 16 points. Paige with 2 points here tonight. It's 2-0, 2:14 left to go. This one bounces in wide of the cage from CFM, and you can see they've got some hop in their step right now. This one wrapped around the wall. It's going to come from left to right. CFM on the forecheck right here. Shots four apiece, 2-0 CFM, and it's going to be loose high in the zone and swept out by Eau Claire. It's Ellie Ash looking up the ice, turns it off to her right, and it bounces off the wall just beneath us. And here comes CFM. Kinley Lowe, she scores! Kinley Lowe, bottom of the circles. Count right
that was
here.
A rocket upstairs.
I'll say.
I'll tell you, Kinley, somebody at practice, when she's shooting, you get out of the way. You don't know where it's going. But that one found its way upstairs, top corner. Completely changes the energy
man,
here.
Another oh, man.
Great singular effort. That's,
I'll
you know,
say.
Two or three now, just great singular efforts leading to goals here. There's a little fire. That first 15
oh,
minutes,
man.
I was wondering who this team was. But
know.
Here we go.
15:23, time of the goal for Kinley Lau. Her 7th of the season, 15th point. And the Stars up 3-0. An unassisted goal for Kinley. And boy, I tell you what, they have just erupted here late in this first period.
Yeah, there was no energy. I was checking my schedule a couple minutes ago, seeing the last time they played. Because
yeah.
There was no competitiveness or drive,
yeah.
Thinking they've been off for four weeks.
Yeah.
I guess all it takes is putting the puck in the net.
Exactly. 1:20 left to go in the period. There's the drop, and it's back in the CFM zone and brought in offsides by Eau Claire. We'll take it 3-0 against a team that scores under 3 a game. So it's not home yet, but the 3-0 lead is significant for CFM right here.
And against a goalie that has a 2.7 goals against average.
Yeah.
She doesn't give up 3 goals.
Exactly. Here is
Addie
Biskin. Biskin muscles her way into the zone, fought off a couple of Eau Claire players, and a one-timer from Sloop as she climbed in just inside the blue line. And that one tied Tool up a little bit, but she was able to rip it out of the air, make the save right there.
Handcuffed her a little bit.
Yep.
I don't think it did a lot for her confidence. You know, I think she would have snaked that easy. she'd be kind of loosened up. Right. But she might be playing a little tight right now with those three quick ones.
Every game, I mean, this is the last game for one of these teams right here. So you got to feel a little pressure. This one, a slow roller on Tool, and she'll hang on to that one. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Back to action. Here is Eau Claire. It is Hookie Addison. Now steps across the blue stripe. Eau Claire gets some fresh players on the ice. Woley off the bench, and she's in there. 37 seconds left to go. CFM trying to keep them wide here in the closing seconds. Don't want to give up a late period goal right here. And Kinley Lau, who scored in this first period, picks it up, goes to the wing, and up the ice to Tessa Lysis. Lysis in, tried to drag the puck, and successfully does so. Pulls the trigger on a shot, a tough shot on Tool, but she had the post, had it read all the way, and makes the save right there.
Best hands on the team right there.
Yeah.
Tessa's got a good pair of mitts on her.
Great job of deking that player and just dragging that puck in. Face off in the zone. Paige Steinmetz to take it. Pushes it a little bit deeper. 14 seconds and counting left to go here in the first period. One final rush for Eau Claire. They're out to neutral ice. Cut off there by the Sabres. And it's kicked her out off the window on the far side. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. And that'll do it for the period. It ends with a 3-0 lead for the Sabres. They're up in the shot department too, 7-4. And it took 13 minutes for the first score, and then after that, about 2.5 minutes to get two more, and a 3-0 count here, Michaela, after one period.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming, you know, about for the first 13, 14 minutes of that game. You'd have no idea that the last time these guys played Chippewa or CFM at Shadow Claire, like 40-20.
Yeah.
I would have told you it was the opposite way. But all it took was that couple individual efforts, you know, that Addie Biskin didn't stop working the whole period, and it paid off then, that first goal. And that really kind of opened the floodgates for him.
Mm-hmm. So, two more periods to go, but a good start for the Sabres here tonight. They lead it 3-0 on goals by Paige Steinmetz and Maya Post, and the latest Kinley Lau on a beautiful goal for number 19. So 3-0 count here after one period. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or you can visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Also want to let you know that tonight you can get 20% off your bill at Toppers. We'll have our Toppers top plays at the end of the game. But if you mention Sabres Hockey or WOGO, you'll get 20% off your bill tonight. If you order online, just use the promo code HOCKEY. That's HOCKEY on the promo code. When you order online, the topper sticks, the wings, the pizza, the sides, the desserts, and it's 20% off tonight for WOGO listeners.
I think I know what I'm getting for dinner.
Yeah, you bet. Sounds
heck of
good
a deal.
To me. Should have ordered and had somebody bring it up here to the booth, right?
Get them live.
Some wings taste great now, but it'd be hard to do a game with chewing out a wing here. But, boy, I tell you, what a great night for CFM. They're off to a 3-0 lead after one, and we will take a break. And back in a few minutes here at the Chippewa Ice Arena, this is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Sabres try to advance in the postseason, leading Eau Claire 3-0 on goals by Paige Steinmetz, Maya Post, and Kinley Lau here tonight. And we're just talking up here in the booth at the break about advancing. Now, we haven't won this game yet, but the winner will play the Fusion on Tuesday night. And just looking back at the schedule, we lost them in the first game 6-0. And then 4-2, but in that first game, Paige was out with that volleyball injury. And so you had, your senior or your top forwards out in that game. And that's maybe part of that 6-0 loss.
Oh, my, yeah. It has a lot to do with the superior loss and the Fusion loss.
Yep, we did that superior game, and that was a tough one against a top team. And not having Paige those
when
first
you're
few weeks.
Scraping together kind of a line, and you see the different tones she sets with her physicality.
Yep.
And you know, her hustle in the corners and whatnot, and obviously her ability to bury the puck.
Yeah, so the second game was 4-2. It was closer. And if CFM does advance, the Fusion will have to do the old trick of beating the team three times in a season, like CFM has to do here tonight. And should be very interesting in that second game over there on Tuesday night. Well, the WIA State Boys and Girls Hockey Tournaments run February 29th through March 2nd at Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena in Middleton. You can take part in the magic of March by accessing the WIA website and clicking on the tickets link at the top of the page to order your State Boys and Girls Hockey State Tournament tickets right now at WIAAWI.org. This message from Wogo Radio and the WIAA. 7-4, the shots in favor of the home team, and they are leading on the scoreboard 3-0. And now if you're Caitlin Dougherty in that locker room, saying, hey, stay with the program, keep it keep forcing the issue in the Eau Claire into the ice.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely are things to do better still. They were still outplayed for the vast majority of that period. But they did what we talked about in the beginning, right? They capitalized on their opportunities. Really, they had three really good chances, and they capitalized on all three to go 3-0. But I'm sure Coach has a lot of things to say. They definitely were not playing that game, that simple game she was talking about, getting that forecheck, hustling in the corner. We saw the lapse on the power play where Addy was struggling in the corner and there was no second help. Rule number one of the power play, right?
Yep.
Two on the puck in the offensive zone. There's plenty of things to clean up here, and you want to button those things up, again, if you want to advance in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Even with that 3-0 lead, you still, you know, you got a lot to get better at today.
Absolutely. And Eau Claire, if they get a goal early in this period, then all of a sudden the whole complexion of the game changes.
Yeah, and I'm curious if they'll come back out and with a goalie change or not. You know, I could tell she was getting lost a little bit of confidence. We saw her kind of mishandle a glove save. And when you have another hot goalie on your roster, you know, why not?
We got Evie Pritzel backing her up here tonight.
Yeah,
and she's played a lot of minutes this season.
Is she? I think she has more. She has more minutes.
I think she does. In fact, she was, all BRC last year.
Yeah, they essentially like split time this year. And Pritzel, 91% save percentage.
Yep.
2.9 goals against. I mean, they're so comparable.
Sure.
If I'm Bernhardt, I'm maybe thinking that it's time to pull that trigger, too.
Yep. Yeah, you can ride a hot goalie for a while, and who knows what could happen, huh? All right, so 3-0, our count after one here. The winner moves on to Tuesday night's game against the top-seeded Fusion over in River Falls. And it should be interesting the rest of this game. The Sabres with a 3-0 lead here on Wogo. This is Sabres Hockey. Take a break. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
Let's use a football metaphor. In your home, you're the quarterback. Now, who would you want in your front line? Asphalt? No, the fearsome four of rain, hail, wind, and snow would blow right through an asphalt line. For real protection, you want
Bjorkstrand
Metal Roofing. Because hit after hit, year after year,
Bjorkstrand
Metal Roofing will keep you protected with a 50-year non-prorated and transferable warranty.
715-237-2678.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
The Eau Claire Stars chomping at the bit, hanging out just outside the ice here. They're ready to get this second period going and try to climb back in this one. They are trailing 3-0 against the Sabres as we count it down, getting ready for the second period here tonight. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach, and in the courtroom, Dave Check and Check Law Office making you part of the team. Well, we'll see who's going to get the call between the pipes for Eau Claire. You may be right. Tom Bernhardt, Evie's up the first player to come out here, and I just wonder if she might be tasked with trying to keep her team in the game.
Yeah, it looked like she was just kind of shaking it out a little bit, getting set. Watching the team, they seem like they're in good spirits. We just saw them running up and down, trying to
doing
get the
wave.
Doing the wave. So must have had an okay conversation between periods. They still seem to be, you know, in okay spirit. So, you know, we might see a pretty good rush here to start the period off again like we did last period.
All right, here they come, the Stars in the blue sweaters. Led out here by Evie Pritzel. She is a sophomore. Made the All-BRC team last year. And CFM to follow. They hit the bench, and we're about ready to go. Here on a Friday night, high school hockey. Pretty good crowd out here tonight to watch the ladies. The winner moves on to take on the Fusion on Tuesday night. And it does indeed look like Pritzel is going to get the call here in the second. Why not?
Yeah, it's
it's
probably a tough call to make as a coach. You know, it's not that though it was like offered game much. There were three really good opportunities we capitalized on, but you also kind of got to show your team that you're going to try something different and kind of rally the troops back up again.
All right, shot 7-4 in favor of the Sabres, but most of those came in the second half of the first period. A little bit lackluster starting things out here in the opening stanza. And Pritzel will skate down to the south end of the barn, ready to defend her net. She is a sophomore from Altoona. And at the other end, it'll be Cassie Hare, who has been the goaltender all season long for Caitlin Dougherty.
Yeah, CFM now, you can't let Pritzel get settled in. She hasn't seen any puck. She sat for a period and then a Zamboni. So I think you hit her quickly here.
Kenley Law's got a goal here tonight, flanked by Lysis and Olivia Hare on that first line. Defensively for CFM, it is Sloop back there for the Sabres. And she's got it right now. Her partner is Ellie Ash, and she fed Ash just beyond her reach and stopped at the blue line by Eau Claire. Here is Sloop in the corner. Backhand breakout pass on the boards on the far side for Tessa Lysis, and she carried it out but coughed it up and brought in offsides by Eau Claire.
Yeah, so far this season, CFM's really struggled in the second period, and that makes sense when you have so few skaters, right? You kind of burn it up in the first period. You don't get the best maybe rest between periods, and then you don't have that adrenaline that you kind of get in the third. What they just drop the puck for?
I don't know.
We had six players on the ice, and they dropped the puck.
Yeah, second period's been kind of tough for CFM. They've been outscored 38-26 this season.
Just that little second period lull. Really try to fight it off here.
Here is Addie Biskin to take the draw out at neutral ice right in the center circle. Biskin shovels it ahead for Paige. She was surrounded, lost the rock, and it comes back just beyond the Eau Claire blue line. Here's Addie Biskin. Biskin on the forehand takes a long distance shot at Pritzel, and she Stick that one in the left-wing corner. Now back in the high slot.
Oh,
sloppy kicked around. Came off a stick down low. And I think that was Maya Post who got a piece of it down to the right corner. It popped out right in front of Pritzel. She didn't know where it was, but a D swept it aside. Turned it into the corner. And Eau Claire will fire this one down the ice. It's deep enough for an icing call right here. Wow, that was close.
Yeah, a little friendly fire, I think. Soups yeah, shot one off of Eau Claire and then kind of ended up on the doorstep yeah. for Maya, who just
we'll take an wide. Ugly goal, too.
Oh, yeah, we'll take a lucky bounce yeah. for three.
15:38 left to go. Second period. Greg and Michaela up here at the booth. And Dan, the Slayer Anderson back, our producer at the MoGo Comm Center. Shots 8-4. In favor of the Sabres, and they lead it 3-0. Here we got a 2-on-1 break for Eau Claire. Oh, shot by Molly Wright. Just went wide. She loaded up a screamer, and it went, just went past Cassie Hare. Now it's loose in the right wing circle for CFM. Now they back away, and Eau Claire's got it right here. 15:11 left to go, second period. Back and forth hockey here in the second. Both teams with some pretty good chances. Still 3-0. Here's Eau Claire on the break. Came past the blue line. That one you'd like to see Ellie step up a few steps and hold the zone, but she was just beyond the blue stripe. And the breakout for Eau Claire. They go cross ice for Kohler. And she had a poke check off her stick. Centering pass didn't get in front for Addie Biscuit. Cut off there by Eau Claire's D. And they've got it in the corner in the left wing side. 14:37 left to go here in the second. Stars have it right now. They'll wing it up on the wall on the far side. Nice breakout right there by Grulke, who beat the Sabres forward. And she'll carry it into the zone, but got pushed wide. And here are the Sabres on the break right here. It's Addie Biscuit on the near wing. Biscuit launches a shot, thumped off the pads. Pritzel, she left it for a D, and Grulke's got it right now. Grulke near the end of her shift comes up, loads one up, fires a shot. She'll skate to the bench, and it is kicked around inside the zone, trying to chase it down. Is Stevenson for Eau Claire. Got to it a little bit late, wrapped around the wall, still loose inside the zone. CFM a little bit back on their heels right now. It's in the corner. Comes around and back of Cassie Hare and picked up by Ellie Ash. Ash has got it right now. Carries it on the forehand. Goes cross ice for Maya Post. Couldn't quite connect, and we got it's off Maya's stick, so no icing rear. And Maya got turned around a little bit, twisted around. She's going to head to the bench. And here is Biscuit with a chance. Addie in the left wing circle took a feed from the wall on the far side. Pulled the trigger on a shot. It got disrupted a little bit and scooped up by Pritzel there for the save.
Ash just wasn't ready for that puck. I think Ashley, a little blocked shot out front, ended up on her stick. That's just, you always got to be ready for that puck to show up.
Here is Paige, her line back out. Number two ready to take the draw in the Eau Claire D zone. It's on the half wall. CFM working it down in the left wing corner, and now it pops back out. Still in the zone, and it is lobbed all the way off the wall and down back in front of Cassie Hare. Riley Biskin gets on the afterburners, gets to the puck. Eau Claire with the intercept, but they're offside, so they got a touch up. And it's loose inside the zone. Kicked off a stick high into the air. And here comes Addie Biskin. The forward crosses the blue line, surrounded by Eau Claire players, and then her shot was knocked and deflected into the left wing corner and picked up by April Volke of Eau Claire. The outlet pass intercepted in the high slot. Riley Biskin got twisted herself on a little bit of body work, and Riley pops back up and gets it in front of her goaltender. Now turns, breakout pass right there, and it comes over to Tessa Lysis. She crosses into the attacking zone. Feathers this one into the right wing corner. 12:10 left to go here in the second. Shots 10-5 in favor of the home team, CFM, with a 3-0 lead. Lysis got it right here. Got a shoulder from Eau Claire's April Vaki. Lost the rock, and it's loose on the dasher on the far side. Turned into the zone by Eau Claire. 11:50 and counting here in the second. All the goals scored in the first, three of them for CFM, trying to advance to Tuesday's game at the Fusion.
Oh!
And a couple of great saves right there for Cassie Hare. It bounced off a player in front. Hare made the first save. Then the Eau Claire player came off to the left, and she knocked that one down. Here's another shot. This one off the lumber of Katie Roberts for Eau Claire, and another big-time save for the senior goaltender, Cassie Hare.
All I saw was net. There was no doubt in my mind that that puck was in the back of the net.
Me too.
I couldn't tell if she got all the way over where the shot went off the Eau Claire player, but, oh, man, I thought for sure that was Barry. Great save.
You bet. Three of them in a row by Cassie. And sometimes the goaltender just has to kind of carry your team for a little bit. That's what happened right there. We got
here.
A penalty coming up off the draw. A trip, and Eau Claire will have the power play right here.
Just got beat up the draw and reacted with the stick rather than moving their feet. Kind of a classic penalty there. We really got to button it up as a defensive unit right now. Just a lot of unforced errors. See if we can settle down into a good kill here. Get some of that momentum
Sloop will
back.
Sit off the penalty here. The trip call. And so let's see how CFM does on the kill. They're at 80.6% coming in here tonight. Eau Claire on the power play, 19.7%. And they've got it right now, playing catch. Here's Kohler at the point, goes cross ice. Over for Molly Wright in the high slot is Grookey, a one-timer. Save made by Cassie Hare as she drags that one off into the left corner. And we need a clear by CFM right here. It is Riley Biskin on the puck. Tries to drop it on the wall, and this one is stopped by Eau Claire, and they set up their power play right now.
Ooh.
They go cross ice. Here's a one-timer, blocked out in front, and the dump by Biskin. That'll take a little clock here with 1:18 left to go in the power play. 10.5 on the game clock here in the second. Grookey for Eau Claire takes her time behind her goaltender, feeds it ahead for Molly Wright. And they go cross ice on the far side, and Eau Claire's in the zone. One-timer on net. That was found by Cassie Hare. She knocked it down and then quickly put the glove over it for the save. And right now we'll take every draw we can inside the zone if she can knock them down and keep them out.
Yeah, I'm surprised Eau Claire is okay with just taking these outside shots and not trying to go for something a little more decent here with the way Cassie's playing.
Here's Riley Biskin again for CFM with a big-time dump there. 52 seconds left to go. Nice step up right there by Biskin to keep Eau Claire out of the zone, and now they cross in the blue line, and here they go. Here's a one-timer on net. Save made by Cassie Hare. A little high shot. She knocked it down and cleared it off to her left, and Eau Claire's got it right now, and there's a shot. They try to redirect. They had Grookey in the high slot, and the player down low, and nearly had the redirect down there in front of Cassie Hare. There's a one-timer, and Hare found that on the left post and makes the save.
Seems like she's having a little trouble, you know, catching the puck.
Yep.
But it's a couple in a row that seemed like something that she should
bouncing
be able to handle.
Yep.
With her glove or her chest, that's kind of giving those second chances here.
So far, though, nothing's beat her tonight. She's got the shutout going. And the faceoff comes to her glove side. Eau Claire with the clean win. And they get it back for Grookey, who's kind of the quarterback on the power play here. She's from Fall Creek. Grookey's got it right now. 22 hands off to 26. That's Katie Roberts. And back to Grookey. To Roberts in the above the circle here. Grookey in the high slot. There's a nice block by Paige. And CFM back to full strength.
And Sloop
as
was
this
streaking
one dribbles,
if
dribbles
Paige could have handled that.
Oh, man. Yeah, Sloop got out of the box and ready to maybe take a pitch from the CFM end of the ice. But the puck floated out of play, so that draws the whistle with 9:05 left to go here in the second. And now they're going to call an icing call here on CFM. So it's going to come back to the glove side of Cassie Hare.
What is going on here with the changes?
It's a little discombobulated.
No communication. That's twice now we've tried to start the puck with six men on the ice.
Face off in the CFM defensive zone. And puck is loose. There's another huge save by Cassie here. Where is it? There's a crowd right in her grill. And here,
she's
made the save. She has just been huge in this second period.
That's a great save again.
Going out like a champion as a senior in her final game here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. And she is looking like she wants to go out and keep playing as a senior here. She has just been terrific in this period.
Solid down low.
8:54 left to go in the second. Face off in the CFM zone, and Eau Claire's really stepped it up in this second period. Had a lot of great chances. Yeah, it's on the half wall in the Sabres zone.
The
crowd gathers
side.
And Ellie Ash down there fell down. Who's going to come up with it? Eau Claire with a shot. That one drifted wide. And the Stars have it right now. Centering pass cut off by the Sabres. Finally, outlet to neutral ice is Olivia Hare. Gives it up to Tessa Lysis, and she'll drop one in into the corner. It comes around to the near wing. 8:15 left to go. We have an icing ahead here on Eau Claire. And that'll stop play right here. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Face off on the blocker side. Pritzel, who came out of the bullpen here tonight in the second. And Amy Toole sits down for a bit. There's a one-timer by Riley Biskin on Pritzel, who's had a kind of a quiet night here in the second so far. CFM needs to put some heat on her. Here is Paige Steinmetz. Drifts back, lobs one into the right wing corner. 7:45 left to go in this second period. It's on the half wall in the Eau Claire zone. Yep. And that was Paige Steinmetz on the back check right there. And we got a body penalty right here. Body check.
Yeah, Riley Biskin's been absolutely throwing hips and shoulders here for most of the game.
She's a tough player.
It's generally behind the play. That one was right on the puck. That's an easy call. Have you watched any of the PWHL, the new Women's Hockey League?
I have not.
So they can hit.
Okay.
You can check on the boards. You can't like lay somebody out in center ice.
Yep.
But they allow checking on the boards, and
that
looked like.
Yeah. She's ready to play, right?
Yeah, it's not allowed at the high school level yet. Still got to work on that.
Yeah. All right, Eau Claire has got it on the power play. This is their second of the night. And they're 0-for-1 so far. This one is deflected into the left wing corner. Eau Claire's got it right now. They threw it rink wide past Cassie. Here comes back. Oh. Point redirect down low. And Woley stationed on the left post. She had the redirect but just missed that one. 7:02 left to go. A minute and a half on the power play for Eau Claire. And here's a break. It is Kohler. Races into the zone. Stops. Top of the circle. Gives it up for Kruke, who passes right back to her. And they tic-tac-toed it inside. And another big-time save for Cassie Hare as it's wrapped around the boards. And Kruke races over to keep the zone here with 1:07 left to go in the power play. Loose in the right wing circle.
Oh.
We've got a stoppage of play. And there's a whistle. And we got
a
penalty.
A
and it might be a 5-on-3 here. Yeah, it's going to be on Tessa.
I didn't see it.
She will sit.
But
a trip call. So we've got a 5-on-3 here.
Cassie had her hands in the air like she couldn't believe the call. So I didn't see it. We kind of lose the visual in this corner.
Right.
But I saw Cassie's hands go up, and I was confused. I couldn't hear the whistle either.
Yeah.
I'm like losing the hot mic.
I heard the whistle. I wasn't sure who the call was on.
Oh, and there we are trying to play with too many players again.
Well, you do what you can. Here's Eau Claire on the 5-on-3. They've got 58 seconds to go on a 5-on-3. And it's going to be Evelyn Kohler who's got it right now. Kohler with a drop pass for Grookey in the high slot. Shot, a lot of traffic in front of Cassie Hare. That was knocked down, but Grookey picks it right back up again. It is CFM in the triangle right here. Lots of room to maneuver for Eau Claire. A near pick for Addie Biskin. Just couldn't control it. And somebody's going to have to get on the puck and see if we can get a dub here with 27 seconds to go in the 5-on-3. Back here for Kohler at the point. Goes cross ice for Grulke to Kohler. Kohler at just above the hash marks, and a save made by Hare off the glove. Couldn't quite handle it, and it's picked up by Eau Claire. And Grulke's got it right now. Pressured by Paige Steinmetz with a long reach. And it comes to the blue line. Paige able to clear it for Addie Biskin now. And we're down to 5-on-4 for 53 seconds. We beat the 5-on-3. We got through that. And we still have the 5-on-4 with Grulke dangling the puck. And she turns and tries to use a screen. Dumped a shot on Cassie Hare, and it comes back on the near side for Molly Wright. She turned it wide of the cage. A nice shot right on the ice, and Eau Claire with a power play for another half a minute, controlling the play right now. Here is Funky, and a one-timer thumped off to her left for Cassie Hare and cleared right there by Addie Biskin. 17 seconds left to go in the Eau Claire power play. A 3-0 lead for CFM. All the scoring done in the first period, and this has been pretty much a period owned by Eau Claire. They've had a couple of power plays in it, and they have the rock right now. And here's Stanek for them, and a one-timer on net. Cassie Hare went off to her left. She was out of the goal crease, but made the save anyway, which is okay coming off that power play, and we killed it off the 5-on-3.
Yeah, Cassie Hare killed it off.
Yeah, she made, did.
It's a really nice save.
She is really
getting
played
across
well in the second period.
I'm surprised Eau Claire kept shooting from the outside. She, you know, with those clean shots, she was handling them fine.
Shots are 20-10 in favor of Eau Claire, and they've got the puck right now. They're just having their way here in the second period. One-timer on net. Threw a lot of legs. That was off Vaki's stick. And it's loose in the left-wing corner. Going to be scooped up right there by Riley Biskin. It's hockey with an attitude for number 8. She just picked that one up off the backhand and flung it all
casual.
The way down.
I don't want this anymore. Get out of here.
Get out of my zone, huh? 4:08 left to go in the period, and CFM just trying to survive this second stanza here.
Yeah, we're just racing the clock at this point here to get back to the locker room with our lead.
4:08 remaining. There's the face-off, and it's going to be thrown down the ice by CFM.
Ooh.
And that is Maya Post, who got dumped a little bit or lost an edge herself. And Eau Claire's got it right now. Up the ice comes Stevenson. Stevenson on the carries the puck in. Nice back check there by CFM, but it comes right onto the tape of Kanek. Her shot drifted off to the right. Still loose inside the attacking zone for the Stars. 3:33 on the game clock here in the second. CFM looks out of sync here in this period. Addie Biskin shovels one in off the backhand. She'll go to the bench. And Kinley Lau in her place. Some fresh bodies on the ice right now. Here's Olivia Hare. Hare wanted to load up a shot. This is loose, and a one-timer on net by Kinley Lau is smothered by the goaltender Pritzel. Wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't that have been something the way Eau Claire is dominated for us to pick up a goal late in the period?
It would be identical to the last period.
Yeah.
Just about the same timing, just about the same dominance.
Here is Kinley Lau to take the drop. Blocker side of Pritzel. And there's the intercept. Oh, one-timer there. Kinley Lau had time to look it over, lifted the puck up, and just missed the crossbar. Just went over. She was not trying to go top shelf. Here is Grulke. Grulke, nice poke check off her stick by Riley Biskin. And the puck wrapped around the wall inside the CFM D zone. It's loose in the right wing corner. 2:35 left to go here in the period. Kicked around in front of Cassie Hare. Who's going to pick it up? Can CFM clear it? Not yet.
Uh-oh.
Here's a one-timer. Rebound left way out there by Hare. And that one came in from a point by Stevenson, and a big rebound left by the senior goaltender for CFM. And this one off the wall. And it comes in front of Pritzel, so she'll just pounce on that with 2:17 left to go in the period.
When you see those big rebounds happen, you know, you get nervous. But, you know, CFM's just doing such a good job of keeping their house clean.
They are.
That there is not an Eau Claire player there to bury that.
Yeah. 2:17 on the game clock here in the second. Stepping up was Riley Biskin on that to hold the zone. And this one tapped into the left wing corner. Going to come over to Maya Post on the right elbow. Steinmetz comes in with some support. Here's a celery pass loose out in front of Pritzel. She's struggled to come up with that puck.
That was a quick whistle.
It's across the goal line, but the whistle had already indicated that the play was over.
She just like mishandled it in front of her.
Both goaltenders struggling a little bit, you know, with the biscuit the right now to try to control it.
Quick whistle there by Mr. Darrow.
Yeah, 2 minutes left to go here in the period, and a 3-0 lead for CFM. It's in behind the goaltender Pritzel. CFM trying to fight for it on the forecheck here, wrapped around the wall, and it's going to come on the near wing. Eau Claire works it down low, opens up some ice here, and it's flung down the ice right on. And we got Cassie here just watching it slowly move over the goal line. She was going to make sure that she got the icing call on that.
Should have started.
And it missed her net by about 4 inches.
Should have started doing a curling move and just moving the snow in front of it to make sure it got
like
there.
Like when I bowl or something, you know, just trying to will the puck away from her. 1:33 left to go in the period. And the face-off in the Eau Claire zone. Here is CFM. Lysis turned. Tessa with a shot off the forehand. And Eau Claire, another icing call right here with 1:19 left to go in the second period.
I think both teams are feeling their legs a little bit right now.
You're right.
Kind of just get it out. Let's get to the locker room. Kind of reset vibe going on.
Eau Claire maybe a little deeper than CFM, but when it gets right down to it, they probably only play in two lines here, too. So it's about it. Here are the Stars. They've got the rock right now on the break, and they work it up on the near side for Wally. It was intercepted, and it's reversed into the zone by CFM. Backhand try on the near side by Kinley Lau. And Pritzel fought that one off, and it deflects out to neutral ice, and Riley Biskin races to get it. Biskin harassed as she went into the zone by Jillian Stevenson, who's all over, and it is loose high in the zone with 42 seconds left to go. Still caught up at the CFM end of the ice and finally swept ahead by the Sabres. Eau Claire gets back. Shots 21-14 in favor of the Stars, but they've had several power plays and a 5-on-3 to add to that count as well. And CFM with a 3-0 lead here in the second as the puck ricochets over the glass and out of play.
I was definitely hoping to see a little more out of CFM to start the period and kind of hit Pritzel with shots early and often, and that's just not what we've kind of seen play out here.
Yeah, most of the second period has been at the north end of the barn here at our end of the ice. But here is Paige right now.
Paige
goes in. What a great play by the senior forward, Paige Steinmetz. With just 22.7 left to go on the clock here in the second. As she walked it right in, faked the goaltender, put a backhand behind her to make it 4-0.
I don't think she meant to go 5-hole. She kind of looked surprised when she saw it in the back of that. I think she might have mishandled it trying to go all the way to the far side. But that's, again, what you need, right? Get dominated all period and just come in late to just change the momentum.
Yeah, that's
got to
be so deflating for Eau Claire, too.
Absolutely.
The way they played here in the second and then give up a goal. Steino with the goal, an unassisted goal here tonight. Her second point of the evening. Third point of the night, her second goal to go along with an assist. And that'll do it for the second period as we wipe it out here with CFM back in their own zone. So it's that kind of night where you can underachieve in a period and still outscore your opponent as CFM comes up with a little insurance here in the second.
Yeah, when we get outshot that period, you know, double digits, yep, single digits for sure. So to come out of there with that late goal, something to go into the period to feel good about, is a great momentum changer again.
So, yeah, right now just sit in that locker room, get a catch your breath a little bit, and come out and see if you can. If I'm CFM, I want to see if I can play a little bit better in this third period and carry it home.
Yeah.
And kind of get yourself ready for the next step here.
And that's exactly it. There's some things that, you know, you don't have to fix them tonight to win this game. But if you don't get some of these things ironed out by the time you see the Fusion next week,
Yeah. You
really don't stand a chance. You know, the play between the top of the circle and the blue line right now is awful on both sides of the ice for CFM. I don't know if they're playing a new forecheck. I haven't watched them, I think, enough this year to know what they've standard played, but that strong side defenseman is getting beat almost every single time on the boards. And the rule of thumb there, right, as a pinching defenseman, is if you don't get the puck, you get the body.
Yep. Wow. Get something, right?
Everybody's kind of leaving clean, and we've seen a lot of odd man rushes. Yep. And when you have a short bench, you're just asking your forwards to back check.
Yeah, exhausted.
Kind of burn themselves out. So that's something that definitely needs to get cleaned up. And then in the other zone, in the defensive zone, you got to get it out of the zone. When you have that opportunity at the top of the circle, that puck's got to get out. The Fusion will absolutely capitalize on that, pick your pocket, and turn and go the other way real quick.
Well, this isn't over yet. We got the fourth goal here, but Eau Claire's got some firepower, and they could put a few in here in the third. So we got to keep focused as we head it down to the final period. Well, it's time. It's time to call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com. Greg and Michaela up here on a Friday night. Got high school buckets for you tomorrow night. It's the Clover Belt crossover girls basketball. Mark Maloney and Caleb Swenson with a call for you from Osseo, 7:10 tomorrow night here on Wogo for the pregame show. And we'll be back here at the Chippewa Ice Arena on Tuesday for Chi-Hi Boys Hockey, the number one team in the state, the top seed in Section 1. They'll host Eau Claire Memorial, and for like the 180 millionth time between the two programs. What do you think of all the years of Aves and Chi-Hi? And it'll be a renewal of that rivalry on Tuesday night, and that'll be at 6:40 for Cardinal Countdown right here on WOGO. Right now, it looks as if the Sabres going to advance. They lead 4-0 after 2, and this is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none, with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wurzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Make tonight a Topper's night. Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of that 100% real Wisconsin mozzarella. During the playoffs, mention Chi High Hockey at your locally owned Topper's in Chippewa and you'll get 20% off your order. 20% off hot and delicious pizza, wings, topper sticks, and cheese curds. 20% off mac and cheese, lava cake, frozen custard, and cinnamon sticks. Mention Chi High or use coupon code HOCKEY at checkout when ordering online for 20% off your order at Topper's Pizza next to Mikon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Well, 4-0 lead for CFM as we head towards the third period. They got three in the first and one more in the second. And just piling up some insurance policies here as we go into the third. And trailing in the shot department 21-15. Eau Claire really dominated the second period, has nothing for it. And if you're Tom Bernard, just got to keep your kids encouraged as much as you can, because that can be kind of deflating when you dominate a team and still get outscored 1-0.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they came out the second period tough, even after letting those, like, three late ones in the first. And they had the good resilience then, but can you do it again? Mm-hmm. Can you get that same, you know, that same attitude and get up for another period where you go, well, we dominate, we might, you know, we might lose anyway. So really kind of see what they're made of here and what Bernie can get them up to.
Yeah, you bet. Well, that banner hangs here, that state championship team of 3 years ago, and this is kind of the last hurrah for that team here. Those players that were young on that team, they're playing their last game at home here.
Yeah, and that's crazy. That's crazy to think, A, it was that long ago, and B, the identity of the team is so different than it was then.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a senior-heavy team that year that really kind of rallied around and made it happen. And, you know, I guess we're pretty senior-heavy again, but it's just a very different dynamic.
Right.
You know, I don't want to say there's less skill, but there's less skill.
Yeah,
and it's just
absolutely
built on hustle and kind of playing for each other rather than that year when it was more of a skill-based
team. It was. Yeah, that one magic season. And forever that banner will hang right here for that state title team. And you walk into the locker room, and, boy, off to your left, you see the big mural of that state tournament team. And what those are great days for CFM hockey. All right, so right now their season continues. They lead it 4-0 over Eau Claire after two periods, and we're getting ready for the third coming up here on a Friday night of high school hockey, playoff hockey. This is Sabres hockey on WOGO. We'll be back.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Let's use a football metaphor. In your home, you're the quarterback. Now, who would you want in your front line? Asphalt? No, the fearsome four of rain, hail, wind, and snow would blow right through an asphalt line. For real protection, you want
Bjorkstrand
Metal Roofing. Because hit after hit, year after year,
Bjorkstrand
Metal Roofing will keep you protected with a 50-year non-prorated and transferable warranty.
715-237-2678.
Make tonight a Topper's Night. Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of that 100% real Wisconsin mozzarella. During the playoffs, mention Chi High Hockey at your locally owned Topper's in Chippewa and you'll get 20% off your order. 20% off hot and delicious pizza, wings, topper sticks, and cheese curds. 20% off mac and cheese, lava cake, frozen custard, and cinnamon sticks. Mention Chi High or use coupon code HOCKEY at checkout when ordering online for 20% off your order at Topper's Pizza next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Back here at the Chippewa Ice Arena, it's CFM 4 and Eau Claire nothing after two periods. Winner faces the Fusion on Tuesday night in the sectional semis, and latest polls got Superior number one. Man, they've got a great team up there, great player. Player of the year up there and at Superior, and Bay Area number two, Central Wisconsin's number three. Hayward is fourth. You got Central Wisconsin and Hayward playing each other on Tuesday. That should be a great game. And then U School of Milwaukee is five, and the Fusion ranks sixth in the state right now.
That's now the section you don't want to be in. It kind of transitioned. It used to be this
section,
one, right?
Where section you're top. Two is what we are. Section one now looks.
Oh, that's rough. That is a rough place to be. That's a period team. That Autumn Cooper is something.
Yeah, Autumn Cooper. Yeah,
she's the full package. She's got some really good support players, but yeah, they. I mean, I think that they're tough to beat. I think they've only lost to Minnesota teams so far this year, I believe, and so that they're seeing strong competition there, obviously, and holding their own. So I think they're the real deal.
Yeah, they are. Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants and children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. It's sim4kids.com. Greg and Michaela here. Dan the Slayer Anderson, our producer tonight. We'll take a few days off from hockey. We'll have it for you on Tuesday. Boys hockey, playoff hockey, the top team in the state with a big target on their backs. Chi High facing Eau Claire Memorial in the sectional semis. We'll have it for you. Cardinal Countdown 6:40 on Tuesday night. Buckets in the meantime tomorrow night. The Clover Belt crossover as girls basketball gets ready for the playoffs. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with the call from Osseo tomorrow night at 7:10. Pre-game show as we get ready for tournament time here. It's February. Hockey tournament. And then you got girls' buckets, boys' buckets. Fun time of the year.
That's crazy. January took forever, and now we're halfway through February.
And it wasn't a rough January. No. I mean, what we have, like an inch or two of snow or something like that?
Less than we got 2 nights ago in total.
Not bad at all. All right, both teams on the ice here. Final pep talk for Tom Bernhardt for his young ladies and Caitlin Dougherty talking to her crew as well. 4-0 lead for CFM. They scored three in the first. And one more in the second. Big night for Paige Steinmetz in her final home appearance with two goals and an assist. And Maya Post and Kinley Lau also adding to the goal total here tonight, too.
Hey, just like him to see him come out hot here. Kind of get the first step, get Eau Claire on their heels right away. To start both periods, it's been essentially from the opening faceoff back down in Chippewa zone trying to battle them off. So it'd be nice to kind of change the pace and get them on their heels quick and just, you know, feel a little better about your play. You know, you're up 4-0, but just feel a little better about what you're doing.
I know. It's like you're backing into the next round here a little bit, the way they play. How about a little desire and determination and dedication? I'm talking 3D Fitness here. You know, Claire, Chippewa Falls, it led right into that beautifully.
That was wonderful.
3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations in Eau Claire and downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7. If you wake up at 2 in the morning, you want to work out, you can go. You can train on your schedule. 3D Fitness in Chippewa and Eau Claire.
That was seamless transition. I thought you were just starting
to work together
more
often. That's beautiful. All right, there's a drop. We're underway here in the third. Eau Claire able to corral the rock, and they've got it right now. They work it out of their own zone. Swept ahead by Katie Roberts, and now kicked around. Bounces off the freshly squared up ice, and here we go. Eau Claire's got the puck right now. Vaki's got it. She'll carry it into the zone. Tries a one-timer, and that went off the shoulder of Cassie Hare. Had a good look at it, and the breakout now for CFM. They've got it on the near side. Here is Sloop. She'll carry it in. Nearly an offsides. Tessa Lysis crossing the line right at the same time, and the intercept right there for Eau Claire. It is Molly Wright. Feathers that one in lightly, and she'll spin off on the line change. And here is Addie Biskin. Biskin carried it off the backhand, worked it ahead, and it bounces around. Biskin's got it right now. And Biskin throws the biscuit into the zone, and it comes around in back of Pritzel, the goaltender tonight, who came on in the second period at the start of the second in relief of the starter, Amy Toole. This one in the right wing corner. CFM on the forecheck right here. We're a minute and a half into the game. Ooh. Here's a centering pass. Dug out of the wall, off the wall by Paig Steinmetz, and centered one up, and that one had to be fought off by Pritzel. It's loose in the center circle and dumped in by the Stars' Kohler. Breakout pass right here, and Addie Biskin's got it. She'll lug the puck up the ice. Biskin now crosses the blue line, weaves her way in. Biskin in the right wing corner, ducks underneath the D, and tried to take it right, muscle her way right through the net. And a shot right there by Tessa Lysis as the puck dropped right on her tape on the forehand. And she knocked that one off Pritzel. A hard shot on the Eau Claire goaltender. This one wrapped off the wall of the breakout for Eau Claire, and they've got it into the zone. Right wing corner comes Keitlinger, and we got a penalty right here on CFM and a body call right there. And so Eau Claire will go back on the power play here.
You just want to play some clean hockey. Again, just too much body on the boards by Biskin. I mean, as easy call as it gets, and now we're back on the kill with only, you know, she's one of our defensemen who's got to kill the penalty.
Yeah.
So you're just making your team work. Just wanted to see some really nice start to the period here, playing some offense. Wanted a nice, clean period.
14:43 on the game clock, and Riley Biskin will sit down for two, third power play of the evening for Eau Claire. They had a 5-on-3, unable to score on it. And CFM on the kill this year at 80.6%, but they've done a good job here so far tonight. At least Cassie Hare has. We should give her the credit because Eau Claire's had some really good shots on her, and she's stood up, put the wall up in front of her, and wouldn't give in. Here is Eau Claire right now. Kohler's got it, drags it into the zone, sets up shop now. They work it to Grulke in the high slot, fakes a shot. Grulke's going to dangle, work off to her right. Now top of the wheel on the right side, dives down low right along the goal line, launched a shot, and that one drifted wide. Not a whole lot of room to shoot right there, and this one cleared out to center by CFM. It's a pinch on the wall by Addie Biskin, and then she got dropped a little bit right there, and a shot on net. Cassie Hare goes up, knocks that one down, comes back to Grulke in the high slot. And it ricochets off a stick into the left wing corner. Down to 49 seconds left to go in the Eau Claire power play. Here is Grulke. Takes her time. And a shot loaded up right there. Kicked off a CFM stick and into the corner and cleared now by the Sabres with 35 seconds left to go. And they can start to change some bodies up right here. Eau Claire brings it in. Grulke with a shot. That one got a little deflect and worked off to the right. 13:05 left to go and another clear for CFM. And we're down to 19 seconds to go.
Oh, yeah.
On the power play, there's a give up by the goaltender, Pritzel. She laid it right onto the tape of Kinley Lau, and she just couldn't control. Had a lot of open space, but couldn't walk it in. And Eau Claire's got it right now. 6 seconds left to go on the power play. Ooh. Here they come. Brought in by Static. Static surrounded by Sabres players as the puck drifts into the left wing corner. And we're back to five players on each
team.
Another
kill.
Here is Riley Biscuit. Got a piece of that one and kicked it around. And CFM with a chance. Olivia Hare moves in. Oh, Hare with a shot. And that one fought off by the goaltender Pritzel and swept into the corner by the EC defense. This one comes back to the point. Nice job right there by Hare. Just couldn't finish. And CFM's got it right here. This is Paige Steinmetz. Steinmetz on the forehand. And her stick lifted at the last moment. And this one slowly rolls in on Pritzel. And she'll make the save here with 12:04 left to go third period.
There was quite a bit of contact there. And she was kind of on her own. There could have been a little fun had there.
Yeah.
Semi-break. Looked like a hook at the very least.
So Paige will back up, go to the dot, take the faceoff right here. Riley Biskin with the keep at the point. Paige on the half wall, and Addie Biskin there as well. It's going to be picked up by Eau Claire, and they'll ride it behind their goaltender. There's a little tap from Ellie Ash. Could not keep it inside the blue line, and this one goes back out to neutral and punched right back in by CFM. Eau Claire's got it. They'll clear to center, right onto Ash's stick. She'll turn, backpedal, and lob one into the left wing corner. 11:28 left to go here in the third period. CFM with three goals in the first, got one in the second, and Eau Claire's got it right now, trying to get something going to get them back in this one. Eau Claire with the puck on the half wall in the CFM zone. Breakout pass right here for Olivia Hare and couldn't quite catch up to it. Spun around in the center circle. And who's going to come up with it? This is Tessa Lysis, able to turn it into the zone with under 11 to play here in the third period. Eau Claire in transition on the left wing side. And they work it just inside the zone. But there's a nice strip as the Eau Claire player came in. That was Ekoff. And this one is dumped all the way down in an icing call right here against CFM.
Just kind of dribbled down there. Seems like we've kind of lost a pep in Eau Claire's step here. I think it's kind of wearing on them now what the outcome might be here. But, well, I mean, CFM has responded nicely. You know, they killed off another penalty and came back with a good opportunity. So you like to see that.
Eau Claire 0 for 3 on the power play. They've done a good job on the draws, and they've got it right now. In the right wing corner, Eau Claire trying to force their way in and push in on Cassie Hare, but CFM on the break on the near side. And they've got it out between the blue lines, out of neutral ice. And it's going to come onto the stick of Sloop. Ashley turned, a shot, a pass ahead, ricocheted onto the tape of Addie Biskin, and it's in the zone. Here is Sloop. Top of the circle on the far side.
Her shot
knocked
in the crowd.
And did a stick go up? Yeah, you're right. It went over the glass.
It was
an Eau Claire stick. Yeah, when one of the dads picked it up. Here is Grulke, drags it in. You're right. I saw the player without the stick, and I saw a gentleman on the other side, and he's going to carry it over to the Eau Claire bench.
I've never seen that.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Watched a lot of hockey.
Yeah. Something new every day in this game. And CFM on the forecheck, able to push the puck in a little bit deeper in the Eau Claire zone. 9:30 left to go in the game clock. Here are the Stars. It was Woley who tried to split the D, and there was actually one on three, and the Sabres catch up to her, and the puck pinned up on the yellow stripe in behind Cassie Hare. Now finally pried off the wall, and Eau Claire with a backhand try, and it went into the glove of Cassie Hare.
Yeah, you had to hesitate there because she acted so cool about it.
Yeah, I know.
Sure it was.
Like, I was looking behind her. Where's that puck? And it went into her mitt. Man, oh, man, she is.
She played that off.
Unbeatable cool so far tonight.
They're just confidence hitting her teammates on the shinnies with her stick.
Yeah,
she's feeling it
no
back
problem.
There.
No problem. I got this, huh? Eau Claire, another clean win, but fanned on it, top of the circle. That gives Addie Biskin a chance to exit. Over to Paige Steinmetz, rubbed on the wall a little bit. She fights through that into the right wing corner. And a couple of players for each team gather around the puck. Who's going to come up with it? It's in the Eau Claire defensive zone. They clear out to neutral. Here is Sloop. Goes cross ice for Biskin. Addie chops at it. And a couple of Eau Claire players on her. Works it on her forehand. Now the backhand dump pass into the zone with 8.5 left to go here in the third. Puck loose in behind Pritzel.
Ooh.
And CFO's got it. Oh, that was wide open on this side from Maya Post. Wraparound tried and nearly went to Maya on the near steal. And she had a wide open half of the net right there. The puck on the half wall in the Eau Claire into the ice. And it's going to be Tessa Lysis who's got it right now. Lysis got it off the yellow ribbon. And then Eau Claire able to punch it back out to neutral ice as we take it under 8 minutes to play here in this third period. Still inside the Eau Claire zone. CFM trying to put the forecheck on right here. This one's going to be tapped by Eau Claire all the way down. Let's see if they're going to call icing, and I believe that they will. Well, fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach, and in the courtroom, Dave Check and Check Law Office making you a part of their team. 7:40 on the game clock left here tonight. Eau Claire running out of time.
Yeah, and you know, they're not really playing with that sense of urgency either. It's almost like they've just kind of accepted their fate here.
Here is Addie Biskin. Biskin's got the puck, turns, fires one on the dasher. This one's going to come around into the right wing corner. And finally is chucked across the line and back out to neutral ice, and CFM trying to go back to their D, actually punched the puck all the way deep in their own zone. 7:18 left to go. It is April Vaki who's got it at the point, and a whistle. There's a nice, timely whistle.
Hey, they got a quick one on us earlier. Yep. There's their quick one back.
That's Cassie not made the Cassie's, save, and the puck rolled around, and she didn't have it after a quick whistle there, but we'll take it.
When she's played so well and so confident all day, though.
Yep.
Refs just assume.
Exactly. 7:11 left to go here in the third. 4-0 lead for CFM with 3 goals in the first.
Oh, give it to her.
And here we go. Breakaway chance for Biskin. She couldn't quite get that pass corralled. And Biskin is pinched up against the wall on the far side. Did throw a pass out in front, but she was near the end of her shift anyway, so she was kind of out of gas. And here comes Eau Claire. It is Grulke, crosses the line. Grulke had it swept off her stick, and here is Riley Biskin, wraps it around the wall. CFM on the break right here, and here is Maya Post. Maya Post, a 2-on-1 developing right here. Maya and Kinley Lau. Lau's got it right now, and then the 2-on-1, the odd man rush broke down, and Eau Claire will work it back the other way. And it is Grulke with a quick shot as she turned and ripped one right on, and the save made by Cassie Hare. 6:10 left to go. The puck caught up in the corner in the CFMD zone. Here's a pick. It's Stanek. Stanek has got it, tried to walk it into the left wing corner to set something up. But the intercept right there, the sweep off her stick by Riley Biskin. And the tall defenseman will walk up to the blue line and lob one into the left wing corner. 5:49 left to go here in the game. Time running dry here for Eau Claire. Here is Addie Biskin. Biskin's got it, carries it left to right behind the goaltender. Gives it up for her sister Riley. Top of the circle on the near side. Would love to have that one back. Thought she Could have left it a little bit lower on the ice. It drifted high, and Page has got it right now. Page goes cross ice for Sloop, and the puck is in the zone and on the half wall. Page overskated, and it comes loose, and Eau Claire trying to work it out of there into the ice. Stars have it right now, but they can't clear. Nice keep on the near wing by Ash with 5:07 left to go here in the game. Comes back for Ash at the blue line. Tried a shot that was off a stick and ricocheted out of play, and Eau Claire will dump this one. Not deep enough for icing with 4:55 left to go, so the Sabres have to get back on it. Comes to the blue line, and finally it wiggles free out to neutral. And we got it between the blue lines right now. 4:44 left to go in the game. And the final minutes perhaps of the season for Eau Claire wind it down here. Trailing 4-0 here. They have dominated in the shot department 26-19. But it's CFM. Ooh. And a shot taken right there in the save made by Pritzel.
That was a slick glove save. Yeah. That was a no-doubter from the slot.
Exactly.
Great save there by Pritzel.
Sloop.
And Sloop can shoot the puck a little
bit.
She
can. 4.25 left to go in this one. And it looks as if CFM has punched their ticket for Tuesday against the Fusion over at their house. Ooh. And this one comes free. Got a one-on-one going here. Eau Claire's Molly Wright. Ooh. Wright beat one player, then lost it, and scoots to get it behind our goaltender. And then she was surrounded and pinched up against the wall. And this one.
Oh, no.
The goaltender went in.
That was right.
Cassie Hare thought she had it.
Yeah.
And it just slipped through underneath her glove. And it was.
That was right.
Gunned in by Eau Claire.
And I was about to comment that for their second leading scorer, she kind of not been existent in the game today, even with all their offensive firepower that kind of showed us in the second period. The freshman, Molly Wright, hadn't really shown up, but there that was a good shift. Kind of led, you know, brought the puck into the zone with some nice moves and didn't let up. And yeah, another one just kind of trickled through Cassie's five hole, kind of reminiscent
Molly
of
Wright,
that.
The second leading scorer on the team.
Yeah.
That's her 11th goal of the year, 19th point for number 16. Like you say, she's a freshman, good player to come here for Tom Bernhardt in future years. So that wipes the shutout off the wall for Cassie Hare, but that's one I'm sure she would love to have back
because
the puck was right there. She
that
just lost
seemed like
it,
a mental lapse.
It. Yep. So 4-1 the count, 3:35 left to go. Let's see if this picks Eau Claire up a little bit. And it's dumped off the wall all the way down and an icing call against the Stars. No, they're going to wave it off. And I think Eau Claire, at this point, they got the lucky goal, but their gas is running out for them here in the third period.
Yeah, I think they, you know, got a little bit, you know, they celebrated the goal nicely, and it seems like maybe it put a little pep back in their step, but I think a little too late.
Yep, 3:07 and counting left to go, third period here on WOGO. We'll catch up with Caitlin Dougherty on our post-game show, post-Glasmere post-game show. We'll have our Topper's Top Play for you from Topper's Pizza. And we'll have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap as well after our game here. 2:45 left to go in the third period. Puck inside the zone, the Eau Claire defensive zone. There's Kinley Lau. She tried to walk it at the low hash marks and then got tripped up a little bit. And the puck comes in on Pritzel, and she'll just pick that one up and take the whistle here.
It'd be nice to see him here for these last 2.5 minutes. Just kind of cycle through some forecheck. We haven't really seen him through any rotations. They have no need to score, no need to put it on net. It'd be nice to just kind of see him go through a couple cycles and not trying to rush anything. Eau Claire with the timeout.
Okay, we'll take it. T.O. right here. We'll take it with him. A minute break here. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Let's use a football metaphor. In your home, you're the quarterback. Now, who would you want in your front line? Asphalt?
No, the fearsome four of rain, hail, wind, and snow would blow right through an asphalt line. For real protection, you want
New York Strand
Metal Roofing. Because hit after hit, year after year,
New York Strand
Metal Roofing will keep you protected with a 50-year non-prorated and transferable warranty.
715-237-2678.
Well, the Sabres gave up a late third-period goal, but still in control. They lead it 4-1 with 2:34 left to go in the game here, and ready to move on to the Fusion on Tuesday. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and a surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cbosm.com/wogo. There's a drop as we count it down to the final few minutes of this one. And Eau Claire's got it in their own zone. It is April Vlocky. Vlocky turned, tried to go off to her right, then saw a crowd, moved to her left. Open ice, dumps it up the ice right now with 2:17 left to go. And Riley Biskin and company kind of backpedaling here, protecting their end of the barn. 2:10 remaining. Eau Claire on the break. They need them fast and furious right here if they're going to get back in the game. It's brought across by Stevenson. Stevenson in the left wing corner launches a shot. That one powered high, way over Cassie Hare. And the puck comes back to the point for Grulke. Jill Dangle moves past one CFM player, tries a shot. That one tipped aside, and here's Paig Steinmetz. Feathers one ahead. Steino with a chance on the open net. And there you go. The goaltender Pritzel had left for the extra attacker. And Paig Steinmetz gets her third goal, the hat trick here tonight, and makes it 5-1.
Yeah, that's how you button up a Hattie with a no-doubt open netter on a breakaway. Hey, that's a plus for Daisy. Number four got some ice time. I didn't even notice. Got some ice time at the end. Got a little plus four.
Swanepoel, yeah, okay. Assist to goal for Paige.
Oh, give an assist to four. Come on.
Yeah, let's lobby that one, huh? 15-19, time of the goal here in the third. An open netter. And no doubt about it now, CFM gets their bags packed for the Fusion on Tuesday night. Minute and a half left to go in this one. Eau Claire's got it out at neutral ice. And here is Molly Axness, her first shift, as Tom Bernhardt's starting to throw some players on there that haven't had a chance tonight either. And this one's going to come back and back at Cassie Hare, and a battle. Riley Biskin on it. Biskin forces this one into the left wing corner as we tick it now down to a minute left in this one. CFM's going to pick up their 13th win of the season and move on to the sectional semis. And the goaltender Pritzel back out there after the open netter. And
oh, no.
A shot on net. Oh, that one went off. Cassie Hare. Evelyn Kohler with a shot, and I think that ricocheted off some steel right behind.
Oh, yeah.
Right behind Cassie.
I think it got the elbow.
I think it did. It
made pretty good contact.
The ping of the steel down there off the right post, and goaltender's best friend paid off right there. 37 seconds left to go as the puck flies out of the rink. Don't forget, Tuesday night we'll have boys hockey for you. Chi High in the sectional semis against Eau Claire Memorial. If you're coming, come early. In fact, come the night before and bring your sleeping bag or something, huh? This place is just going to be popping.
It is going to be rocking.
Yeah. It's a 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show on Tuesday night. The Cards and the Abes. Here's Eau Claire right now. The Stars with a shot. Ticket under half a minute to go here in this one. And it comes back to the point. That one came out, but they didn't call it. It was brought in offsides, but they're letting it fly now. This one dumped into the left wing corner. 15 seconds left to go in this one. Rubbed on the wall behind the goaltender, Cassie Hare, with 10 seconds. Riley Biskin trying to pin it up against the yellow stripe down there. And it's down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds, one, and that will do it.
Hey, good battle there. Michaela, who probably her first ice time of the year, kind of killed the clock there at the end.
CFL.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, we got what we asked for.
You bet. Got to win.
A little chill.
You bet.
Weren't sweating OT or anything.
5-1. Shots 21-29. Eau Claire won that in that department, but the one that matters is the score above that, and a 5-1 win for CFM here over Eau Claire. And the season ends for the Stars, and they finish up at 8-17. And CFM with a 3-game sweep of the Stars this year.
That doesn't happen very often, that either team gets the other one 3 times.
That is for sure. So now they will play the Fusion on Tuesday with some momentum, maybe some extra juice for that one on Tuesday.
Yeah, you got to feel good. You put 5 goals up. You know, you don't do that very often, especially against strong goaltending. You know, there's nothing to laugh at about Eau Claire's goaltending.
No,
you know, there weren't weak goals. There weren't any weak goals today. It was just, you know, CFM really capitalizing on those opportunities, which has been a weak point over the years, you know,
absolutely,
being able to hit those point-blank shots. We've relied so much on burying rebounds, so that's great. That's got to give you lots of confidence moving on here.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. We'll have our Post-Glass Amir post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. It's quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll catch up with Caitlin Dougherty as well. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned, with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found in 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Attention high school students and parents. Are you planning for your future after high school? Join us at CVTC's Spring Open House on Tuesday, March 26th to learn why CVTC is the smart start to your future. Meet instructors, participate in hands-on simulations and virtual reality activities, and apply for free at the event. Learn why students just like you are choosing CVTC. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/spring.
CFM with a 5-1 win in this regional final, so they advance to play the Fusion on Tuesday over in River Falls. And head coach Caitlin Dougherty, you won your first playoff game, coach. Way to go.
Yes, thank you. No, definitely feels good. The girls worked very hard and they earned it tonight.
Yeah, they did. There were times where, you know, Eau Claire took it to us, but at those times, Cassie Hare really came up big.
She did, yeah. No, she came up big. I think we We like to see how hard we can make it for ourselves sometimes. To 6 minutes of pretty much consecutive penalty time in the second period will do that. But, no, it was we found a way. We talked about that before the game, too. It's playoff hockey. It's going to be momentum swings. It's going to be D-zone. And when what happens, we need Cassie to step up, and we need to not panic. And we found a way to do that tonight.
Yeah, I know Riley Biskin spent a little time in the box here tonight. Yep. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should have her just kind of work out in a punching bag or something before the games. She is such a physical player. It's hard for her to hold back.
Yeah. I think a lot of it with her is she's just so fast.
Yeah.
Like, she's just, you know, in almost every game we play, she's one of the fastest players on the ice. And when she's coming in with that much speed, it's whoever she bumps into, she's probably going to be a little bit stronger on her skates then. And gets her in the boxes sometimes. And as one of our best killers and one of our three defensemen, it's... Yeah. It can take a toll,
she
but
logs
we,
a lot of ice
she
time,
logs a lot
she?
Of ice time. Yeah, wow. But we found a way. We had everyone stepped up that needed to. Forwards played D for us in the 5-on-3, and we found a way.
Yeah. All right. Well, the same thing has turned around for the Fusion. They beat us twice. We had to beat Eau Claire for a third time. They've got to do that against us at home on Tuesday. Your thoughts about that matchup?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough matchup. I mean, they have a very skilled team. They got, you know, one of the best players, I think, in the state, and Kendall on defense, and she's done some damage against us. So we just got to play smart. The first time we played them was really early in the season. I know we did not. I think it was 6-0.
And we didn't have Paige at that time.
Correct.
Either.
Yep. Yeah. And the last game was like 4-2. It was a two-goal game.
A little closer.
It was a really good battle up and down the ice. And I think, you know, we got to work on some things the next couple practices before we play and just fine tune and just go out there and work as hard as we can and see what happens.
Yeah. What would you like to see the team improve on from here to that game to be able to beat them to pull the upset off here?
Stay out of the box.
Yeah, that would help.
The first one, they got a good power play.
5-on-3.
Yeah, we don't want to necessarily give them 8 to 10 minutes of power play time.
Yep.
And then other than that, I mean, I liked our compete. I think just more pucks on net too. I think the more you shoot, the more chances you have to score. So we can always find a way. Sometimes we want to make the one extra stick handle or the one extra pass, and it's never a bad idea to just put the puck on net.
Absolutely. Well, congrats on the win, and how about you pick up a win and we can pick you up in Hudson for the sectional final? That would be great.
That would be great. I hope so.
Yeah, you bet. Caitlin Dougherty, congrats on the victory.
You.
You bet. And thanks for coming up, head coach of the Sabres in her first year, so she gets her first playoff victory. That's a milestone for her. Hopefully she'll keep the puck there and have that one around for a while. All right, we're on our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post-Glass and Mirror fits them all, big and small. We'll continue with our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. We'll have our Toppers Top Play for you and our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap as well. So stay with us here at WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Check Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Check brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Check served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Check Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
A victorious night for CFM tonight. They advance to the sectional semis against St. Croix, the Fusion, on Tuesday with a win here 5-1. Over the Eau Claire Stars. And it's time for our Topper's Top Play, brought to you by Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls. If you mention CFM Hockey at our locally owned Topper's Pizza in Chippewa, you get 20% off your order. So go there tonight, have some post-game pizza or wings or maybe a side or desserts, and it's 20% off your entire order if you mention CFM Hockey and WOGO. If you use go online, you can use the promo code HOCKEY or just mention Chi High Hockey to Topper's Pizza next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Our top play came from number two, Paig Steinmetz. The senior had a big night. Steino with a hat trick here tonight and really played a great game all over the ice, forced the issue a lot with Eau Claire. And this one was in the second period. It was 3-0 at that time. And she scored an unassisted goal, 16:33 of the second, and it sounded like this.
I was definitely hoping to see a little more out of CFM to start the period and kind of hit Pitzel with shots early and often, and that's just not what we've kind of seen play out here.
Yeah, most of the second period has been at the north end of the barn here at our end of the ice. But here is Paige right now.
Paige
goes in, what a great play by the senior forward, Paige Steinmetz. With just 22.7 left to go on the clock here in the second. As she walked it right in, faked the goaltender, put a backhand behind her to make it 4-0. All right, Paige Steinmetz, our kind of our player of the game here. And that was at 16:33 of the second period. Our Topper's Top Play brought to you by Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls. Now, again, if you mention CFM Hockey Tonight or WOGO, you get 20% off your order there in Chippewa. It's 20% off pizza and wings and topper sticks and sides and desserts. If you go online, use the promo code HOCKEY, or just mention Chi High Hockey at Topper's Pizza next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. So take another break. Come back for our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap and finish up here tonight with the schedule ahead for WOGO Sports. We'll do that in just a moment. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned, with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Make tonight a Topper's night. Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of that 100% real Wisconsin mozzarella. During the playoffs, mention Chi High Hockey at your locally owned Topper's in Chippewa and you'll get 20% off your order. 20% off hot and delicious pizza, wings, topper sticks, and cheese curds. 20% off mac and cheese, lava cake, frozen custard, and cinnamon sticks. Mention Chi High or use coupon code HOCKEY at checkout when ordering online for 20% off your order at Topper's Pizza next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found in 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Well, time now for our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME or visit Holly Bovey or find Holly Bovey at HollyBovey.com or find Holly Bovey on Facebook. Again, it's HollyBovey.com. CFM got out to a 3-0 lead in the first. The goal by Paige Steinmetz, the first of three goals for the senior at 13:02 of the first. Took a while for CFM to get into rhythm, but when they did, they piled on three quick ones at 14:43. It was Maya Post got on the score sheet with the assist going to Paige Steinmetz, and then at 16:33, make that 15:23 in the first. It was Kinley Lau and a 3-0 lead for CFM in the first. Eau Claire dominated the second period, didn't score, and CFM kind of deflated their balloon at the 16:33 mark of the second. That highlight we played a little bit ago from Paige, her second of three goals, and then she finished up with an unassisted goal, an open netter at 15:19. That was just after Eau Claire scored their lone goal of the night, Molly Wright, at 12:53. So 4 points on the night for Paige, and The senior helps her team into the next round of the playoffs here, Michaela.
Yeah, when you get to this stage, your players have got to make the plays. And tonight, Paige did it up front, and Cassie definitely did it in front of the net. So they can just kind of ride their seniors, ride their top players who have shown up for them all year, you know, into next Tuesday playing against the Fusion.
Yeah, and, you know, they're going to play the number one seed, but they have nothing to lose, right? You just go there and let it all hang out.
Yeah, and you know who the Fusion are, right? They've always been well coached. They've always been pretty much the same team. You know Kendall Sunby, you know what she brings to the table. So you can really do a good job of preparing for that game.
Yeah. Well, we hope that they win. If they do, then we'll have coverage of the Sabres over at Hudson on Saturday. And we would have potentially a doubleheader for the boys over there as well. The girls play first, the ladies play first, and then if Chi-High Boys, the number one team in the state, can win against Memorial on Tuesday, they will play there. And that would be a fun day.
That could
over
be
there.
A fun day.
Over at Hudson. Anyway, that's for another day. We'll just wait to get through the next round here. We will have playoff hockey back here on Tuesday as the Chi-High Boys, top seed in their section, will host Eau Claire Memorial. Come early and enjoy that one if you can here at the barn. If not, then tune us in on WOGO or WOGO.com. We'll be on Cards TV as well. 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show for you on Tuesday. In the meantime, it's Buckets tomorrow night, the Cloverbelt crossover. Caleb and Mark Maloney will have the call for you. 7:10 pregame show from Osseo tomorrow evening. We're back here with hockey on Tuesday, and maybe we'll have a chance to work together again this year.
Wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, you bet. Over at Hudson, we'll see. But for sure, next year, always fun to have you up here in the booth.
Yeah, I'm bummed it was only twice this year so far. But
yeah, it's okay. We'll catch you again along the trail. For Michaela Hogan, I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining us. Dan, the Slayer Anderson, has been our producer tonight from the Chippewa Ice Arena in this regional final. Again, the score, CFM. The Sabres defeat the Eau Claire Stars 5-1. Have a great weekend. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
WOGO's coverage of the Sabres has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bowlby of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.